The brief filed in Dane County Court on Wednesday by Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager cites a 1992 appeals court ruling that says denying state health care benefits to same-sex partners is not discriminatory. Lautenschlager says that ruling makes it clear that gay couples aren't the only ones denied the benefit.
Because it was provided for any and all married couples, in other words, whether one's a heterosexual non-married couple or a homosexual non-married couple, that benefit would not extend to them. Accordingly, the court found that there was no discrimination.
ACLU attorney John Knight says courts in Oregon, Alaska, and Montana have all addressed the same issue and come down on the side of granting benefits to same-sex couples. He says the ACLU hopes to convince a Wisconsin judge to do the same. Knight says because it's illegal for gay couples to get married, it's unfair to use that as a criteria for health care benefits.
When you choose benefits based on that basis, that you're plainly making a choice that excludes lesbians and gay state employees from providing benefits for their life partners.
Both the state legislature and several towns and cities have hired lawyers to intervene in the case and argue against the benefits. The ACLU says it could take several years to resolve the issue. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.